Editor's note. Barry Today is running profile stories on candidates for city council in each of the city's 10 wards. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can also find mayoral profiles and other election news. Having seen the Barry area grow for 30 years, Alan Bray has added his name to the list of people running in Ward 6. Bray, who has lived in the South End ward since 1990, says he knows the community well, regularly exploring the Ardagh Bluffs and the Bear Creek Eco Park. I have seen it expand from mostly forest, fields and marshland to a rapidly growing suburban community that sees a high volume of traffic on roads that have become major arteries, the 54-year-old told Barry Today. The recent retiree from Honda of Canada Manufacturing says his job as a professional engineer, with 30 years of project management, production management, and staff management, will help counter his lack of political hands-on experience. My background in engineering and management has taught me how to identify and eliminate loss, how to consistently execute projects quickly, efficiently and successfully, and how to thoroughly analyze reports and data to ensure we take the right action, Bray said. Building strong relationships, within and outside your team is fundamental to the success of any endeavor, he added. Bray points out he has also been very active in the community throughout the years. I have volunteered with Scouts Canada for the past 15 years in various roles. I am a Scouter, leader, with Venturer Scouts, 15 to 17 years old, and Cub Scouts, 8 to 10 years old. I have also been the group commissioner for our group in Ward 6 since 2007, and I have also served as area commissioner, he said. Bray said he's running for Ward 6 councillor because he believes he has an obligation to do so. I feel I have a duty to contribute to our community, and my abilities as a team builder, communicator and advocate make me the best choice to represent Ward 6 in City Council. To make decisions, I gather facts from multiple sources, read reports and analyze data, instead of listening to soundbites, Bray said. I believe that effective policy making requires compassion and team building, combined with objective analysis. As for what he believes needs addressed in the ward, Bray says he's focused on roads and road safety. With the growth of our city, we have seen a dramatic increase in traffic along arterial roads and residential side streets in Ward 6, which is made even worse with cottage country traffic spilling over from Highway 400, he said. With the increased traffic, there is also an increase in speeding vehicles on both arterial roads and side streets, which puts pedestrians at greater risk. Residential property taxes, local employment and industry are also on Bray's list of things the city needs to pay attention to. The other candidates running in Ward 6 include Sharon Doran, Daryl Duff, Kevin Lepage, and Ngusi Ngusi. The incumbent ward councillor, Natalie Harris, has announced she does not plan to seek re-election. The nomination window for candidates closes on Friday and the municipal election takes place Monday, October 24.